Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today in the church, we celebrate the feast of St. Clair. So I just want to say to all Franciscans, men's orders, women's orders, all of you who come under Francis St. Clair, ask God's richest blessings upon you today, that out of your poverty, out of your willingness to live the poverty of Francis, that you may experience the riches of his glory that he gives to you and desires to give through you to others, the riches of his mercy, riches of his forgiveness, riches of his wisdom, his love. May you know those riches as you live the poverty of St. Francis. May God bless you for the sake of the church. The first reading today is taken from the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 12, verses 1 to 12. The word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, you live in the midst of a rebellious house. Brothers and sisters, you and I live in the midst of a rebellious house. We do. Our own homes, sometimes our parishes, sometimes our cities, our states, our countries. By and large, we are rebellious. We want what we want when we want it. The word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, you live in the midst of a rebellious house. They have eyes to see, but do not see, and ears to hear, but do not hear, for they are a rebellious house. When we rebel against God, it deafens us and it blinds us. We think we see, but we don't. We think we hear, but we don't really. Now, son of man, during the day, while they are looking on, prepare your baggage as though for exile. He used his prophets to be signs to the people. Not just words, though words were very important, but signs by the way they lived. Their action was symbolic of what God was asking of them. And so he says here to Ezekiel, son of man, during the day, while they are looking on, prepare your baggage as though for exile. And again, while they are looking on, migrate from where you live to another place. Perhaps they will see that they are a rebellious house. You shall bring out your baggage like an exile in the daytime while they are looking on. In the evening, again, while they are looking on, you shall go out like one of those driven into exile. While they look on, dig a hole in the wall and pass through it. While they look on, shoulder the burden and set out in the darkness. Cover your face that you may not see the land, for I have made you a sign for the house of Israel. Prophetic signs, God gives them to us. Do we see them? People speak to us. Do we listen? Certain people's actions we pay attention to. Are they signs from God? Are we listening? Are we within ourselves a rebellious house? We need to ask ourselves these questions. I did as I was told. During the day, I brought out my baggage as though it were that of an exile, and at evening, I dug a hole through the wall with my hand, and while they looked on, set out in the darkness, shouldering my burden. Then in the morning, the word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, did not the house of Israel, that rebellious house, ask you what you were doing? Tell them, thus says the Lord, this oracle concerns Jerusalem and the whole house of Israel within it. I am a sign for you. As I have done, so shall it be done to them. As captives, they shall go into exile. The prince who is among them shall shoulder his burden and set out in darkness, going through a hole that he has dug in the wall and covering his face, lest he be seen by anyone. Prophetic signs. Brothers and sisters, you and I, we live in a rebellious house. In a certain way, be a stranger in that rebellious house. Don't give in. Don't do what the world tells you to do. Listen to the Lord. Listen to him. Be his son, his daughter, his brother, his sister. Listen to him. Don't follow what the world says. Listen to the Lord. Listen to his gospel. Listen to the church. Listen. Be not like this rebellious house. I think that God must weep today when he looks at our country and looks at all the graces and blessings that he has imparted to us and how we have used and misused them for selfish ends. We are in trouble. In this great land of the United States of America, we are in trouble. We have rejected in many ways God and his ways. So you and I, those of us still by his grace and power remaining faithful, we need listen to his voice and do what he tells us to do, that perhaps we may bring many back to him. Ask God about that. Talk to God about that. What might God ask of me? What's the way right within my own neighborhood, within my own parish, within my own family sometimes? What is it that I can do to point the way more clearly to God? Psalm 78 tells us, do not forget the works of the Lord. Do not forget the works of the Lord. And it's easy to do that. God is good to us. God is kind to us. So we see it in situations in our country. We see people spared, all kinds of things. Do we give thanks to the Lord? We're experiencing a tremendous uptake of disasters right now. God can use those to get our attention. Thank him for what he does for us and beg his mercy upon us. Do not forget the works of the Lord. They tempted, they rebelled against God, they kept not his decrees, they turned back, they were faithless like their fathers, they recoiled like a treacherous bow, they angered him with their high places and with their idols, roused his jealousy. God heard him, was enraged, and utterly rejected Israel. He surrendered his strength into captivity, his glory in the hands of the foe. He abandoned his people to the sword. He was enraged against his inheritance. God pours out graces and blessings. And what do we do? Say, thanks, God, but I'll take it from here. And I don't even know if I believe there's a God. This is just luck. This is just chance. Or it's the fruit of my own marvelous skills and abilities. Do you see what we're doing? We're turning in on ourselves. It's God who's the author of all that is good. It's God. To him be the glory, not to me. In the Gospel of Matthew for today, Matthew 18, verse 21 to chapter 19, verse 1. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? Here is one of the key stumbling blocks for us being able to be true disciples of Christ. Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as 7 times? Jesus answered, I say to you, not 7 times, but 77 times. This is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage and said, be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full. Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. Okay, now he's been forgiven. What does he do? Go and give thanks to God? No. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, pay back what you owe. Falling to his knees, his fellow servants begged him, be patient with me, I will pay you back. But he refused. Instead, he had the fellow servant put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now, when his fellow servants saw what happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, you wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you? Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. so will my heavenly Father do to you, unless each of you forgives his brother from his heart. Brothers and sisters, hear the word of the Lord. God will give us grace to forgive. You cannot hold on to grudges. You cannot refuse to give. Because if you do refuse to give, when you stand before God who has forgiven you much, and you refuse to forgive, what do you think God's going to do with you? Repent now. Forgive. Forgive. It's hard. I know. I understand. Read my little booklet, Captured by Mercy. Ask for that book. Call the 800 number at the end of the program and ask for the booklet, Captured by Mercy. Ask for it. Read it. Ask God to give you grace that you may forgive. Otherwise, we can't pray the Lord's Prayer. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Every time you pray the Lord's Prayer, that's what you're saying. Forgive me as I have forgiven. Oh, my brothers and sisters, those words are not empty words. God hears every word of those prayers. Forgive as I forgive. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. It's all one piece, brothers and sisters. You can't withhold forgiveness and expect that God is going to forgive you. He is generous. He is merciful. But he will one day ask us to render an account, and we want that account clear. We want the debit and the credit side taken care of. Brothers and sisters, forgiveness is essential. No, you can't do it by your own power. No, you can't. And remember that that doesn't mean forgiveness. Let me put it this way. John Paul said this, forgiveness is not the opposite of justice. If someone has done something seriously wrong to you, as I've said to you many times on this program, if someone has done something seriously wrong, you can pursue justice, but that's without in your heart, I want the book thrown at him. I want him destroyed for what he did to me. I'm going to rob him. I'm going to get every penny out of him for what he did for me. You can't pursue justice with that kind of motivation. You have to forgive in your heart. If justice needs to be pursued because the matter is very serious, pursue it, but with an intention that the person who has harmed me may come to repentance, may come to know Jesus Christ, may come to give his life to him. That's how you want to act, brothers and sisters, as true Christians. That's what the gospel asks of us. This is the call. It's a hard part of the call, but oh my goodness, when we do it, when we honestly do it, we are set free. Beyond, in a sense, I would even say beyond your wildest imagination, you will be set free. May you hear the words of the gospel. May you put them into practice. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I have a new booklet on the mercy of God available to you. It is entitled The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. I really urge you to read it. You can access it and receive it free by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. God bless you.